And WGCH News Center time is 7:52, and we're honored to be joined by the state representative from the 151st District, my own district, here in Greenwich, and that's Fred Camillo. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Very well, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Let's start out with, by the way, we did a story earlier. You are the honorary chair of the Greenwich Boy Scouts Food Drive this Saturday. Give us a little background.
Sure. It's the sixth year I've been doing that, and I'm very honored by it. This is a great program that the Scouts put on. They collect food and even donations that is all put together to go towards to help fund Neighbor to Neighbor, which is a great service provided here on the grounds of Christ Church for our residents who may have fallen on hard times, and it's a really well-run operation. So the Scouts do this every year. There's four drop-off locations, and the main one's going to be at Christ Church.
Very good. Okay.
March 2nd.
Okay, sorry to interrupt there. You recently met with the DOT. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we've been in contact. They haven't come down yet. As you may have known, especially if you live near the highways, they've done a lot of tree cutting, and DOT is always great about letting us know ahead of time when there's going to be some work done on our highways so we can alert the residents here. However, when it comes to trees, sometimes we always don't get the heads up on it, and it's probably for a good reason, because when trees come down, views are exposed and people get understandably upset. And that happened here. And so we have been in contact with them, and they wanted to meet in New Haven with their field officers. But I said it really needs to be done here. So we've been trying all week to mesh our schedules, but we are, I believe, going to meet on Monday here in Greenwich to go over what they can do. I mean, they've clear-cut on a lot of areas in the state. They didn't clear-cut here, but they did cut a lot of limbs and some trees down, partly because when they're close to the road, it's a public safety issue. But what we're trying to bring to their attention is that some of these trees and limbs that came down were far off the road and not in danger of going onto the road. So we're trying to see if we can get something replanted. I did reach out to a local organization that's involved with planting trees, and they're terrific. And they're willing to step up and to not only donate the trees, but to plant them. So we're going to work that angle, too, and hopefully we'll get some good coverage up for the residents, but also get the trees back up, which aesthetically look great and also provide many different various benefits to the environment.
Any special insights on the special elections yesterday?
Yeah, it was amazing. There was five, and the Republicans took two in Democrat districts. The one in East Haven, we kind of saw that it's been trending Republican, even though it's been held by a Democrat for decades, several decades. But that's been trending that way. The one in New Britain, the sixth senatorial district, was a surprise. I mean, it's those races in New Britain, even though it's a very Democratic area, are always competitive. And this one was a sitting state rep, Rick Lopes, versus somebody, a newcomer named Gennaro Bizzaro, which is one of my favorite names in the in politics. And Mr. Bizzaro won, and he won handily. So it was a very interesting day, and it just shows you, even in this age where, in the last couple of years, where it's been trending Democrat throughout the state, after three or four elections of trending Republican, people need to be on their toes, and there are a few safe districts, but not many.
Let me ask you about one of the taxes Governor Lamont proposed, the sin tax, sugar, soft drinks, alcohol, et cetera. Do you buy into and like the behavioral part of that, to disincentivize?
I'm a health nut, and been working on lots of initiatives that include, organic and GMO labeling and issues like that. So in theory, I like where he's going with that. My only problem is you pick and choose what you're going to tax. And we already had, before the governor's address, about 400 various taxes on things.
Wow.
This will double that. I mean, so where does it end? I mean, everybody says, well, I don't smoke, so I'm okay because it's bad for you. So I'm okay if they're taxing the other guy. Even though I don't smoke, I think sugar is the processed sugar is the worst thing in the world for you. So we do have to try to you know, do all we can to wean people off of that, because it does come back in the form of a bad, you know, terrible health and it costs to everybody else too. That said, you got to be very careful when you're cherry picking what you want to tax. Although he may not be cherry picking, he was pretty much taxing almost everything. But that, those would be the one things that I wouldn't lose sleep over, Jim, because I think that the concept there, the idea, the intent for those various items is a good one.
All right. We've been talking with Fred Camillo, 151st State Rep up in Hartford. Fred, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.